rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Everybody.
Buddy. But
it's been a day.
Well, it's been a week in the world of theme parks. Drama, suspense, and attractions.
What's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen next? So we're gonna get into all of that, plus Michaela's Epcot experience, including the Skyliner.
Dun, dun, dun. And yours as well.
And mine, because we were there at the same time, and we almost ran into each other. I saw you, but I was like, I'm not gonna, because if I think that's her, and I yell for her, and it's not her, I'm gonna look like an idiot.
It probably was.
I think it probably was. But anyway, we both had two very different experiences at Walt Disney World this weekend.
We did.
So we'll get into that later in the show. But first, let's run down the news in theme park world. Walt Disney World, they're extending their extra magic hours and 60-day Fast Pass Plus booking through December 31st, 2020 for these non-Walt Disney World resorts. All right, Michaela, can you like explain a little bit more about what all this means?
Yes.
Okay.
So there are some resorts that are on next to the Disney Springs area.
Right.
And they're not Walt Disney World owned.
It's like that near the Hotel property. Road or Hotel
Yeah, it's a Hotel Boulevard.
Okay.
And there's seven resorts there that already partake since, I believe it was 2017 or 2016, that Disney offered them the chance to the guests that are staying there extra magic hours and up to 60 days in advance they could book Fast Pass Plus reservations. And each year they extend it.
Okay.
So now they announce that they're extending it until next December 2020.
I didn't know this.
You didn't know this?
No.
No? Okay. So at these resorts, so the Bee Resort and Spa, the Best Western, Lake Buena Vista, DoubleTree Suites by Hilton Orlando.
I've actually stayed there. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace, the Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista, Holiday Inn Orlando, and the Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista. So those resorts are a part of this.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. And something that they still have and that they've also extended are the free shuttle service every 30 minutes to all four Walt Disney World theme parks, both of the water parks, and Disney Springs. And I didn't know about this one, which I found out, which each guest receives a Disney Springs passport. It's coupons to use at shops that are at Disney Springs.
Michaela, you and I love a good coupon.
I do.
Love a good coupon.
Yes.
We get those Olive Garden coupons and we go to Olive Garden. We love those Olive Garden coupons. So I love coupons.
And I mean, this is a great thing because if you, I have to say, the resorts at Walt Disney World are pretty pricey.
Yes.
And the ones that are not are the value resorts,
right,
which are the All-Star, but those fill up very quickly.
Right.
So this is a very good option that you could look into these resorts to stay at and you still get some of the perks.
That's awesome.
So I think that's really cool. They're extending it another year.
Yeah, and I think I've stayed at two of these, the DoubleTree Suites by Hilton Orlando and the Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace. I think I've stayed at both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very nice. They're clean. Like, they're close.
And they have Disney stores in them.
Yeah.
Some of them have Disney stores. And I know people who are cast members that actually get assigned to these stores.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's Disney is all around it.
Yes. So great. Wow, I learned something new today, Michaela. All right, so Animal Kingdom.
So Animal Kingdom announced that they will be having holiday projections all season long on the Tree of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And they also announced that you could celebrate New Year's for the first time in a very long time at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, they usually close super early.
Right, and they do not have fireworks. So if you or people you know or your family, they do not like fireworks because of the sounds, this is a great option if you want to celebrate New Year's without all the stuff in the air.
Oh my gosh. I'm not a huge fireworks fan.
Yeah. I mean, it is startling and some people react very poorly.
Sensory issues and all that. And, you know, wow, that's really cool. So fireworks free event for New Year's at the Animal Kingdom. That's awesome.
Okay. It's a new little option there, especially since they have all the fireworks at the other parks.
Yeah.
They will not have fireworks
here.
Well,
because I'm sure it's because of the animals. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. New Year's Eve events. So we're only in October, people, but we're already talking about New Year's. So,
And I'm saying plan early. If you want to go to the parks, it is a busy, busy day.
Is it?
It's huge.
I've never been on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
People are like in their fireworks spot at a very early time on the day. So wow. Let's say if you want to go to Epcot and watch Epcot Forever,
yeah,
people are in their spot.
Wow.
Like hours and hours before.
Wow.
So
they're serious.
They're dedicated to watching the fireworks at Disney.
Okay. All right. So what are these new New Year's events?
So these are like similar to what we were talking about before. You do not need to be in the park to partake in a lot of the events that they're having for New Year's. So at the new Disney's Coronado Springs at the Grand Destino Tower, there's a rooftop New Year's Eve event that they're doing at Toledo. And you could see the fireworks. I think you could see three different fireworks from there.
Oh, that's cool. That's more my speed of fireworks. I don't want to be right under them.
Mm-mm.
But a rooftop bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Mexican style. They're going to have flamenco dancers.
Okay. Are we doing this for New Year's Eve?
I texted Dominic, my fiance. I said, why do you not have off for New Year's? Because I so want to go to these. But you and I can.
Okay. Let's make a plan.
So, and then they have at the new Disney's Riviera Resort, they have one at their terrace, mm-hmm. at the Topolino Terrace.
Okay.
And then at, just like how they have before, Disney's Contemporary Resort, right. California Grill, which is also a rooftop restaurant / bar.
Yeah.
And then Disney's Contemporary Resort, they're making over their Fantasia Ballroom.
Oh, yeah?
Into this event, this New Year's event there. Ooh. So they have little hors d'oeuvres and drinks and all
that
fun stuff. And then at the Grand Floridian at Victoria and Albert's is a really pricey one,
mm-hmm.
because it's Victoria and Albert's, one of the best restaurants in the whole nation.
Mm, okay.
And they have one, like I said, it's a pricier menu, but if you like to wine and dine and you want to do that, that's really cool. They have a special menu for the night. And then at Boardwalk's Atlantic Dance Hall,
which I've been to and I love, and you walk in there a lot of nights and it's empty and there are like 12 or 15 tourists there, and you just walk in and you just get on the dance floor and you just go.
And let me tell you, there's a lot. I think that's the cast member hangout spot.
Really?
That is the cast member hangout spot.
It's free on most nights, but I don't know for this if it's going to be a special event.
It is a special event. I'm not sure the pricing on that just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a champagne toast and have the dance the night away.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you could walk right outside and see the Epcot fireworks.
Yeah.
And at Select, this is really cool. I really want to look into this. At Select Walt Disney World restaurants, chefs will perform via animated shadow boxes and engage with guests as they prepare their dishes.
Huh?
So they'll be making the dish that you ordered right in front of you.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. That could be fun.
And it's in a Disney twist, you know, so it's like a nice Disney.
Okay.
So I'm interested in seeing all right, this stuff.
We gotta make our New Year's plan.
We do.
Yeah.
Especially since all these are going to book out very quickly.
Very quickly. So we won't post this podcast until we've decided what we want to do.
Or we'll just see you there.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you there. We'll let you know which one we signed up for next show. All right. So there's something new at the Disney's Grand Floridian. And I heard buzz about this when I was at the park last week, but we didn't make it over.
I was going to try to make it over,
mm-hmm.
because it did have the soft opening this past weekend, and it opened on Tuesday. It is a Beauty and the Beast theme bar, and it's called Enchanted Rose.
At the Grand Floridian.
At the Grand Floridian. So it's on the monorail track. So if you want to escape the parks, the crowds, and you want to try something new, take the monorail over to the Grand Floridian. I heard
it's
gorgeous.
Have you seen pictures?
I've seen pictures. I've seen people going and having videos and getting food. And
okay,
I'm
so
jealous.
Too.
Yes.
Okay.
It's food and drinks. Okay. And if you like Beauty and the Beast, the animated, you'll love it.
Uh-huh.
But if you like the live action, you'll love it even more.
Ooh.
It has tastes in there that are the live action themed.
Okay.
So on the shelves, they have like Cogsworth and Lumiere and Mrs. Potts. And they're just sitting up there. It's not in your face. That's what I
love
about it. It's not super animated.
Right.
It is just nicely.
More of a mature presentation.
Yep.
Cool.
So it's gorgeous, and I really want to go so badly, so we'll see.
Oh,
let's go.
Oh, man. Where is that, in the main area, or did they build
I believe
a new
it's
building?
On the second floor of the main building.
Okay, cool. All right. Oh. I'm looking at our list. Okay. We might have to do this too. Man, I wish
the list gets longer.
Man, I was just there. I wish I had done this.
Well, it's not open yet.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Oh, woof. Okay. So there's something new coming to Epcot.
You tell them.
It says here, Little Mermaid themed menu at the Coral Reef Restaurant.
Yes,
I hope I'm not eating Sebastian.
No promises.
Okay. Le croissant, le croissant.
The chef.
Yeah. Okay, so it says here, the menu will feature items inspired by the Disney animated classic. You can try the Dingle Hopper shrimp cocktail. Yes. Chef Louis' lobster seafood boil, which I think he was trying to make with Sebastian in the kitchen, and King Triton's key lime tart, among a variety of other Little Mermaid-themed goodies. And you can take home the commemorative menu.
I love how I made grammatical errors in here, and you're just reading right over it. I love it.
I mean, I can deduct what you're trying to say here.
Yeah, that's funny.
And it all starts October 19th, yes. So I got to go back.
And, I mean, they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of The Little Mermaid this year, so
God,
this is why.
So
I know. I know, and that's so since it's the 30th anniversary, they're just adding little things in the park, and I love the coral reef. And
I've never been there.
My fiance hates seafood, so he's never gone with me. I've gone with my mom,
okay.
But this one.
We can hit this one up.
I wish it was a meet and greet. That'd be cool if, like, Ariel and Eric just showed up.
I love it. All right, so we're going to go up I-4 a little bit and head to Universal Orlando. What's going on?
So, again, I'm just a good reminder, if you really want to go to the parks, look into getting the get one day free with the buying a one day ticket. So
right.
Buy one, get one free.
Okay.
For Florida residents only at Universal Orlando, you could purchase by December 19th
mm-hmm.
of this year,
mm-hmm.
and you use it by January 31st of 2020, so next year. And this is a great time because you could use it from now until then, and you could see all of the Halloween decorations that are up now.
Mm-hmm.
This does not include, like we talked about last time, Halloween Horror Nights. It's a separate ticket.
Right.
But you could see the decorations. You could see, like, the Halloween event that they're having at Islands of Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a special ticket event. And you could also see the holidays. So if you want to use one now and
right.
you want to see it for the holidays of, like, Christmas and Grinchmas, you
yeah.
could do both.
Perfect.
So
plan ahead.
I love it. And I keep reminding you guys, because if you really are looking into it, this is a great offer.
Absolutely. And then Busch Gardens Tampa, we ran into Count yesterday for his birthday. And I told him he was my favorite Sesame Street character.
Good.
And he, like, kissed my hand. It was very special. But at Busch Gardens Tampa, Sesame Street Safari of Fun. It's kids' weekends. It's included with park admission. And they've got special festival-themed weekends. October 12th through 13th is Spooky Safari. Super Grover. Wait, I got to say it the right way. Super Grover!
Wow, you need to be a voice actor.
Thank you. Is October 19th through 20th. And Rosita's Halloween Fiesta is October 26th through 27th. So included with park admission, you get all of that for whatever weekend you go or
they
whatever
do trick-or-treating and the kids could dress up.
Yeah, there's
so
a lot
really cool.
of fun stuff there.
Oh, and the weather is going to be amazing this weekend.
Oh, it's supposed to be nice for the next 2 weeks.
Ooh, I'm very excited.
Yes. And then Legoland Florida, we kind of talked about this last week a little bit. Brick-or-treat is back October this weekend, 12th through 13th. 19th through 20th and 26th through 27th. This is another one that is included with your theme park admission. This is interesting.
I know it's not Florida related, but I just thought I would let everyone know.
We have a lot
know.
Of transplants here, and a lot of people like to go to the city. New York's first Legoland Resort is scheduled to open July 4th, 2020.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you're planning a trip to New York in the next summer.
Yeah.
This might be an option, especially since New York is not really a kid-friendly place.
This may help increase the kid-friendliness.
Yeah, so you could do a double dip.
Nice. Good to know. Awesome.
Yes.
A new place to stay. All right, so let's get into our conversation of our Disney weekend. We were both there for separate reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go first? You want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, so what did I do at Disney? I did some things that I've never done before. So
that's always
really
good to do when you're to go often.
Right. So it was one of my best friend's birthdays, and she wanted to stay on the club level at the Yacht Club because we love the Captain Sparkle drinks, and they have a lovely breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert kind of food on that level. Like, I didn't even know that
included.
It's included with your stay. Now, it ain't cheap, but I didn't know that a lot of the hotels have this.
Yes.
It's kind of like a secret. I don't know that it's a secret, but like, I didn't know it existed.
They don't throw it in your face.
Right. So it's at the top level of the yacht club. And so they have like I said, continental breakfast, a light fare for lunch. It's like hors d'oeuvre type thing. Then they have like a little heavier hors d'oeuvres at like right before dinner time. Then they have desserts at the end of the night. And they always have ice cream, always. And then drinks and coffee and water and some like beer and wine, and obviously the Captain Sparkles, which are strawberry puree and champagne.
Yum.
So we checked in, we got up early, got over there Saturday morning, checked in, our room was ready. We went over and had some little sneaky snacks. And then my friend wanted to hang out. Like, I thought we were going to the parks because it was food and wine. She's like, no, I just want to relax. So her mom, as a birthday gift, rented a cabana at the yacht club pool. I've never actually been to the yacht club pool. So for me to go to the yacht club pool for the first time and hang out in a cabana was pretty fancy.
That pool is supposed to be the best in all of
it's
the
great.
Walt Disney World Resort. I have stayed there and I love it.
Yeah.
It's very great. Relaxing.
It's great. So we got there and there were only four cabanas at the yacht club. So like we got lucky. Somebody canceled like the day before we got there, and her sister knew because you have a 24-hour cancellation. So she knew 24 hours before we wanted to use the cabana, call up and see if they had any openings. And they did. So we grabbed a cabana and it was so nice. It came with a fully stocked fridge, mini fridge with sodas and water for six. And then there was a fruit platter also included. I don't know if it was included or her mom paid for it, but I think it was included. And then because we told them it was her birthday, they brought us out a dessert platter. I don't know if that's normal or because it was her birthday. So it was like little pedophore, basically, desserts, like a macaroon and a little like cupcake and like mini little desserts. And then they brought our balloons and put it on like the cabana reservation sign and everything.
Aww.
And there's a TV. They have a portable speaker that's Bluetooth that you can hook up your music to. They've got lounge chairs, couches.
Well, dang.
I mean, it was beautiful. And it was a beautiful day. It wasn't super, super, super hot and humid. And we just sat out there all day, just relaxed. So that was super fun. And like, if you've got a day off and instead of just sitting at the pool, like if you don't want to just sit at the pool and maybe there's a big group of you or a couple families, they hold six and you have to be staying at the resort. But, you know, if you've got two families of like two adults and a kid, you know, you split that two ways and you don't have to worry about holding chairs or saving chairs or you know, whatever. It was super comfortable. Everybody was so accommodating. It was really, really nice. And then, of course, you can order a la carte from, like, the pool menu and everything. But because we had the VIP lounge, we would just run upstairs and get some hummus and then run downstairs.
Oh, see. But it's not a far walk either.
No, it's not a far walk. So then we had dinner reservations at Flying Fish on the boardwalk, which I had never been to either. And that was fantastic. The food there was so good. The pork belly appetizer, yes, all day, yes. Did that, and then afterwards we had met up with my friend's friends who have a child who's like 6 years old or so, and every time they go to that part of Disney, he wants to do the Surrey bikes. So we did the Surrey bikes, and we went about 8:15, and we're having to – apparently the hotels and everything were oversold that week. Like they were sold out, like – packed to capacity. I have never seen so
fall
many people.
Break.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I have never seen so many people on that boardwalk in my entire life. And I've been there a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Never seen that many people. It was crazy. So we're on this Surrey bike and there's four adults and one kid in the front, and the kid is banging ringing the bell to get people out of the way, because there were people everywhere. And come to find out now, it's because the Skyliner went down and everybody was having to walk to the hotels to get buses instead of take the Skyliner or the boat, because the boat was busy too. But it was crazy trying to like get through people, and like it was kind of funny. And I apologize if you were one of these people, but we would ring the bell because we have to keep a certain momentum going because there are hills on this track. Mm-hmm. And you know how it is at Disney and theme parks. People walk 10 across instead of like, you know.
Going, coming.
Right. You know, like kind of like driving lanes. You know, like at the mall, how you know the right side is to go this way and the left side is to go the other way kind of thing. There's none of that.
No.
So we were trying to weave in and out of people and like ring the bell, and we would ring the bell or say, excuse us. And people would turn around and look at you and stay where they were. And I'm like, we're kind of on wheels here. The brakes don't work very well. Like, but it was fun. It was murder trying to go up those hills. But that was
got
super fun.
Got some leg workouts over here.
That was super fun. And then we walked over and watched the fireworks at Epcot. Which it was packed at Epcot.
It really was.
It was so busy. So
especially at the exit where the International Gateway was, because I guess people were waiting there to leave.
Yes, that, and that is now going to be a main entrance. I know we kind of talked about it last week, mm-hmm. but because now that's where the Skyliner gets dropped off, that is going to be a very busy entrance, and they have
construction to expand it.
But the construction is not completed.
No, it's
so
not.
Have patience when going through there, because it gets very busy right now. So just have patience. You'll get in. Disney's not going anywhere. It's all fine.
Just plan accordingly. Like if you have a reservation, just leave earlier than normal. Yes.
And then if there's no line, then great. But like at 9:15, we were in line to go into Epcot, and there was one turnstile open, and it was very busy. Now, as we got further up in the line, they opened more turnstiles, but just know, like,
it's food and wine, the Skyliner's open, the new fireworks.
It was a beautiful weekend.
It was.
So we watched the fireworks. I couldn't see the lagoon during the fireworks, mm-hmm. but I could see everything going off in the sky, and I was super impressed. And I don't want to, like, spoil what you're going to talk about, because I think you're going to talk about the same thing I'm going to talk about, which were the special effects that happened. So I'm going to let you tell the rest of your story.
And then when we end it, then we'll talk together.
Yeah, but so let's get up to our time at Epcot, and then we'll both tell the rest of our story. Because really, the next day we woke up, we went to Continental Breakfast, and then we went home because we were so tired. But it was a great weekend. Oh, and by the way, when we were there, I'm sitting in the cabana and I'm surfing social media, and I noticed that Melissa Gorga and Joe Gorga from The Real Housewives of New Jersey and Buddy the Cake Boss were all staying at the Yacht Club in the Presidential Suite, or at least she checked in.
Oh, while you were there?
While I was there. So I was on the Melissa and Joe Gorga Cake Boss like hunt, which I'm sure they were all there because I'm sure Buddy the Cake Boss was doing something for Food and Wine, or at least that's what I assume because it's going on and he's the cake boss.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything either, but they were there, and I was trying to find them, and I couldn't find them because I
Maybe
love
you
all
stood
of them.
Far away from Food and Wine. Just kidding. Who stays at the Yacht Club and stays far away from Epcot?
He might have, but so they were there. I don't know if they're still there, but I was stalking them on social media because I love them. They're my favorite. I only watch one Housewives, and that's the one. So anyway,
that's so funny.
Let's talk about your time at Epcot this weekend.
So I didn't just go to Epcot. We left later in the day. I went and came back to Tampa the same day. So we ended up. It was a long day. So we left at around noon because I do have a dog, so I didn't want to leave him for too long. So we left at noon and we went right to Hollywood Studios. I thought it was going to be an awful idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be so bad because I was talking to my fiance and he wanted to go because it was our last chance to go to Galaxy's Edge before we go in December.
Uh huh.
And he was like dead set on going. And I was like, do you understand? Like, it is a weekend.
It is like beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. A lot of people. We ended up going, and it wasn't as packed as I thought it would be.
Oh.
Smuggler's Run was about, like, an hour wait.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all. It's the Millennium Falcon ride. But we literally just walked around the park.
Okay.
We just walked around and just, like, looked at things.
How was the cantina? Was it super busy?
We didn't go to the cantina because you need a reservation.
Oh, you
to go
need
there.
A reservation.
Yeah, you need a reservation to go to the Oga's Cantina. But we were just walked around, and then when we were about to leave the park, we walked through Toy Story Land to get out of Galaxy's Edge, and we saw that the Midway Mania is only 30-minute wait. So we're like, wow, we'll go on that. So we went on Midway Mania, and then we ended up going and leaving.
How was Slinky Dog? Still long line?
Slinky Dog was actually the same amount of time like an hour or so. I thought it was going to be a crazy busy weekend. It was not that bad.
Oh, good.
And so then we ended up just staying there for like about 2 hours. We left. We went to Hollywood Studios Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. But on our way out, we saw that Mickey's of Hollywood, the store, was open. So we went in and we saw all the Frozen Fan Fest merch. And I saw that too. Bunch of new stuff for Frozen 2. So if your kids or if you yourself are obsessed with Frozen, right now is the best time to go because the whole store was pretty much Frozen.
I know. I wanted to buy a Sven, but I wanted to buy the Sven, the stuffed Sven.
The sleeping one?
The other one. The one that was sitting up.
The one that was sitting up.
Yeah. I tried on the Arendelle Aqua and I decided against it. It was really pretty. And there's glitter
on
the whole shirt.
Yes, it shimmers.
It's not just the Walt Disney World writing on the back. It's the whole shirt. But
why you went against it.
Why I went against it is because I tried it on and I loved it. The color is beautiful. But I have two of those spirit jerseys already that I never wear because it's never cold enough.
I wear them indoors.
Okay, maybe I need to start doing that next time I go back. I get one. But yes, anyway, it's beautiful. The Arendelle Aqua's beautiful.
So, looked it all up, and the Arendelle Aqua had been there, but they had restocked a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And then the Frozen 2 stuff was brand new.
Cool.
And then they had all of the Triple Force Friday stuff, which is a Star Wars merchandise. They had put all of the Star Wars Episode 9 merchandise up. And of course, my fiance went crazy and like bought pretty much everything he could. Because a lot of that stuff sells out.
Right.
So if you're planning on going, if you go often and you're like, I'll just wait till next time.
Don't.
Make your next time now because a lot of those Black Series figurines sell out, especially Rey. So we bought ours. So we ended up going to Magic Kingdom. We literally just walked around again. It wasn't as packed.
Oh,
again, good. It was, I think, the only thing that was super packed was Space Mountain and Seven Dwarfs because those are two like the high attractions. Mm-hmm. Seven Dwarfs is about 2 hour wait.
Oof.
So that was a little tough to look at. But we just walked around and we didn't do anything pretty much.
We saw
much
the Halloween decorations and ate.
Yep. Just ate. And then when we left, we ended up going to the Caribbean beach and taking the Skyliner.
Oh.
So going to the Skyliner, it was a very smooth ride.
It was Saturday afternoon, pre-evening breakdown.
And it was very smooth rides. Those rides are about 3 to 5 minutes each.
Okay.
And you're hearing the sound system say like, oh, welcome to the Skyliner, and giving you facts about places you're going to or the place you've been and telling you, oh, we're almost there. Like, hold on tight. Or like,
how was
hold on
the
tight,
view?
But,
did you look out the windows or were you scared?
No, I looked out the windows.
Okay, good.
I'm not afraid of heights. I was more afraid of like, we're in this little pod. In the sky.
Yeah.
But I looked down. I was like, this is interesting. And I took videos of it.
Okay.
And the people were really nice. The line moved very fast. It was a very long line. And I was very surprised on how quickly it was moving.
Okay.
Like, constant.
Yeah.
So then we ended up going to Epcot. And at Epcot, we got there late. But I wanted to make sure we got to do food and wine and all that.
Yeah.
But first, we stopped at the Epcot experience. Like how we talked about last time. It was better than I thought it would.
Really?
Better than expected.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was, you have to make it out there. I don't know how long it's going to be there for, but when you walk in, you see like this big sign. It says Epcot Experience, and it's all lit up. And then when you go behind the wall, it's this whole thing that they had at D23 Expo, but they had it lit up this time. Because at D23 Expo, when I went, it was literally just white. It was Epcot, the whole Epcot, but it was just all white.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go there, they had a projection on it,
mm-hmm.
and then it was like a 360 room
with
talking about all of the different stuff coming to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And when we walked in, it was all the Moana stuff.
Cool.
So it was really cool to like hear the sounds 360, see the sights. And every time it was a different thing they were projecting onto the display,
mm-hmm.
it would light up that different section of the park that it was coming to.
Cool.
So, like I said, Mary Poppins, like Cherry Tree Lane's coming,
mm-hmm.
that Moana water attraction's coming, the Guardians of the Galaxy ride is coming. They have a new Festival Center.
Oh, cool.
And the Remy ride.
Right, right.
So all they had in there.
Previews.
They showed all the previews for that.
Cool.
And then when you get out of the theater, still indoors, on the sides, they have little boxes that you could step into and do your PhotoPass experience.
Cool.
And there was four different ones. There was a regular Epcot one that I took a picture in. There was the Cherry Tree Lane one, which is you holding onto a balloon like you're floating in the sky. They had a Remy one that you're in the kitchen. And then they had the Gardens of the Galaxy one, like you're sitting in the ride.
Cool.
So it was a lot of fun. And they also had little shadow boxes of what it all is going to be looking like.
Cool.
It's so cool. Like if you go, definitely have to experience that, escaping the heat, first of all.
Yeah.
And second, seeing all the cool stuff that are coming.
And they have a lot of new Epcot merchandise too, and Epcot Forever merchandise that's mm-hmm. really cool. It's kind of retro looking, which I love.
And it's interesting because I think you saw me wear it, my Epcot jacket that
yes.
I got at D23. They started selling that with the new Epcot stuff, but I guess it sold out like very quickly.
Oh, no.
So they have all this like metallic
yes. oh,
merchandise.
I saw there's like a baseball hat that has Mickey ears and mm-hmm. it's like a metallic silver iridescent thing. And I didn't see that. I saw it on your story and I was like, ah. Oh. Darn
yes.
it, I want that.
And they had it at D23 Expo as well, which at first I was like, I bought all this stuff at D23, now it's here. But I was like, you know what? I'm kind of glad I got my jacket because it's sold out
yeah.
at Epcot.
There's so much cool merchandise right now. Ugh. Just take my money, Disney.
I bought the long sleeve Epcot shirt that says Epcot on it and it has the colorful dots on the bottom.
Oh.
I got that one.
That's awesome.
Yep, yep, yep.
So then you went to watch the fireworks,
then
which were amazing.
I ate and
oh,
we
ate.
Went into special. Oh, went around the World Showcase to yeah. get some food.
Did you get anything really that stood out?
The apple ciders. No, the I guess yeah. I guess no, it's not apple ciders. It's ciders.
Okay,
just like beer ciders. At the Apple Orchard in Canada.
Uh-huh.
That really stood out. I
okay.
really like that. And of course, I stopped by the Shimmering Sips, which is the mimosa like stand. I love that one. And yeah, I mean, we didn't eat too much food. I should have. But I did eat this like chocolate dessert. I don't remember the name off the top of my head. That is in the it's in the UK pavilion,
mm-hmm.
but in the Ireland stand.
Okay.
So good. I just ate it all myself. And I go to my friend and I'm like, do you want a bite? And then she took a bite. And I'm like looking at her, make sure she doesn't take
yeah,
too
don't
much.
Don't take too much. Just a little bite. I just said a little bit. Awesome. Okay. So then
anyway,
we watched the fireworks.
Then we watched
Epcot
the fireworks.
Forever.
Yes.
Were you able to see the lagoon at all?
I was because I was walking to the exit.
Okay.
To go back on the Skyliner.
Okay.
At night because I was like, you know what? Let me beat the crowd. Let me just walk and watch.
Yeah. So what did you think?
I thought it was way better than Illuminations. Like.
They've upped.
People were very mad at me they said that, but.
They have upped that technology a lot.
If they would have just, if they just keep that and not bring that new one that's coming later.
Right.
I was like, I'll be happy with what they have here.
Yeah. I could not see the lagoon, but the fireworks were amazing. The soundtrack was super cool.
It was taking you back in time of
yeah.
what Epcot started as.
Yeah.
And what it is going to become.
Right. And they had, I think they were. Drones that
they were
up.
Not drones.
They're not drones. What are they?
I thought they were drones too. And then Rachel, my friend, she wanted to make sure what it was. She's like, I don't think it's drones. So she goes up next to the water and it's people on jet skis.
What?
Yes.
I am even more blown away because I was like, oh, Disney investing in drones. How cool. Wow.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Well, they used to last year. I don't know if they're going to bring it back this year, but during the Christmas and like
holidays,
holiday, whatever. So all that they have a drone show. They had one last year.
Oh, I remember
that it was a drone show that
yeah.
they had the lights on them. But this one, I thought it was drones too, but it wasn't. It was like kites.
Yeah, they were really cool. Okay, well, I
so
mean, they're just
jet skis.
Cool, but they're people on jet skis. Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah,
because I couldn't hear the jet skis.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's awesome.
The music was very loud.
Music was very loud, but it was very good. I was very impressed. So definitely get out there and check out the new fireworks show, Epcot Forever. Yeah, so then that end, well, right before it ended, I kind of did the same thing. We were standing by the exit
mm-hmm.
gate, and, you know, a couple minutes before we thought it was over, we started walking. And we were just walking back to the yacht club, but there were a lot of people on the boardwalk still. And then, like, I had no idea until we got back to the room what was going on.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
because then we were hearing sirens, and my friend, like, as we were walking back to the boardwalk, we were hearing, like, sirens, like fire truck sirens and everything. And my friend, when she got back to the room, she was on Twitter, and she was like, oh, there was something going on. So, Michaela, what was going on?
Okay, so I wanted, like I talked about, I really wanted to go on the Skyliner back to Hollywood Studios because that's where I was originally at. And when we went up there, they were like, oh, it's down. And I didn't realize. I was like, oh, is it closed? Did it close at 10?
Early, yeah.
And I asked them, I said, when does it usually close? And they said it usually closes an hour after Hollywood Studios closes. But in this case,
it was just down.
It was shut down.
Right.
So we were like, okay, whatever. Maybe they just unloaded everyone. They try to fix the problem. My friend looks up into one of the gondolas in the sky, and she's like, somebody's in there. And I was like, cannot be. Like, this is not real. So we go into the line for the boat to go back to Hollywood Studios, and we're looking up at the gondolas, like staring at them. And one of them, a light, you could see like someone's flashlight.
In the gondola.
Shining. And we were like, yeah, some people are in there. So we are looking up online, and people are posting about how they had been stuck in there since 9 p.m.
Yeah.
On Saturday. And they didn't get out until around midnight.
Oof.
Okay? So they had to let people out individually.
Right.
Okay? But we don't know specifics on what happened. All we know is that what has Disney has put out.
Right.
About the Skyliner. So they put an official statement released talking about what had happened. And they said, we have a team diligently looking to the cause of the malfunction of the Epcot line of the Disney Skyliner. We have been in contact with the guests, many of whom were on the Skyliner for more than 3 hours until we were able to restart the system. We express our sincere apologies for the inconvenience and continue to work with each guest individually. So right now, Disney is working really hard to try to figure out what it is that happened to it, especially since they don't know the cause of it, and it just opened on the 29th of September.
It hadn't even been open a week yet.
Yeah, it's, and I mean, it's, things happen.
Yeah.
Things always happen. And from what we know, like, no one's in critical condition from what we know, from what Disney has released and what is on the press. But obviously, my thoughts go to the families if anything has happened.
Or just, you know, it sucks being stuck up there
it
for an extended
period
of time.
It does, and people are claustrophobic. And people
are afraid of heights.
Imagine being that person that was like, let me try it once.
I'll just try it. It'll be fine. It'll be quick.
And
not so much.
Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't be too scared if I were you. It is Disney.
Yeah.
So they're looking into it. No one has ridden it since. They're still testing it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And hopefully they get down to what happened.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued to see when it opens up again. Because I do think it's a very convenient way of transportation.
So you would get on it
again. I would get on it again.
Okay.
And they have emergency packs in them.
They do.
Underneath the seats, they have drinking water.
Yep.
And they have little emergency bags for whatever bodily fluids you might need to unleash for on your trip.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Disney always handles any problem in a first class way. So I'm sure they're doing the same with this. And like I said, we don't know what actually happened. You know, we can see the stuff that people post on Twitter and all that and the news and all that. But we're just going off of whatever the statement was that Walt Disney released because we can't speculate. I mean, we were both there, but we weren't actually on the Skyliner when it happened.
No.
So. So yeah.
But one thing I have to say is that in a situation like this, I did see on, I believe it was Fox News, that they spoke to someone who was on the Skyliner. And from what they said that when they got off the Skyliner, Disney offered each person 4-day tickets and a $200 gift card to Disney.
Okay.
So, I mean, Disney is offering things to the families. And I don't know if every family got the same thing, but I know that Disney is trying to take responsibility for it and trying to make up for it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm still a Disney lover.
Yeah,
no matter what.
And you're still going to ride it.
I'm still riding it.
Yeah. When it gets back up, I'll do my best to ride it.
And if I get stuck on it, I will live tweet from the the gondola.
No, we don't want that.
I'm not. No, it's not going to get stuck again. I'm just being silly. It's not going to. We're hoping it's not going to. Look, but I mean, things happen.
It's a mechanical thing. You know,
things happen.
The Seven Dwarfs ride stops. You know, the Space Mountain will stop. Like, it's a mechanical thing.
If you are afraid of heights, though, and enclosed spaces, I do not recommend going on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because even the ride alone could get you triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. And don't. Like I said, don't force the people with you that don't want to go on it. Do not force them to go on it. Please don't. Because I know my mom is like that. She doesn't like those type of things. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like rides at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to force her and then put her in a situation where I would regret. Be like, oh, I'm sorry. I should have not forced you to go on that.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun weekend.
Regardless.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So, Michaela.
Yes.
What is your theme park tip of the week?
So this specifically happened to me last night.
Oh.
I was wondering about an event that this is on the California side, but it's still the same thing for over here because I made sure of it. But if you want to go to a special event, let's say Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or Halloween Horror Nights, and it's sold out. Let's say the day you want to go, it is completely sold out. Always ask the concierge.
Let's say you're at the hotel.
Let's say you're staying on property at Disney or Universal and you're like, I really wanted to go to the special event. How can I get tickets? Sometimes they hold tickets aside for people staying at the hotels.
Mm.
So don't be afraid to ask and say, hey, is there any way I could get tickets? Because sometimes there always is a way.
Okay.
They're looking out for you. They're looking out for the people who definitely are staying at the on-property hotels.
Okay. Another great tip for us to think about and know for our next trip to the theme parks in Central Florida. All right. If you have anything that you want us to talk about or anything you want us to try, you can always get us on email, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. And that's it for this week. Catch you later.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.